Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. This is David Pilch, Center Pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor for the day. I'm using some of my message here today from Bill Kirk's devotional, Enjoy the Journey. One of the reasons Paul wrote 2 Corinthians was to encourage the church and to instruct us in how to be positive when we are going through the negatives in our life. In verses 8 to 18, the Lord gives us three revelations that defeat a fainting spirit. Number one, expect some afflictions along life's journey. Was Paul tempted to faint, become sour and angry as he faced afflictions in the will of God? Notice, we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. The word pressed means to be troubled, squeezed, opposed, or pressured. Perplexed, but not in despair. The word perplexed means to be at loss, to doubt or question. Persecuted, but not abandoned. The word persecuted means ridiculed, threatened, or slandered. Struck down, but not destroyed, means to be smitten or knocked down. And in the midst of these afflictions, Paul discovered what God wants you to discover. What is it? That God's grace more than matched his affliction. The second thing that we learn is to evaluate, number two, evaluate these afflictions in light of their fruitfulness. All this, verse 15, is for your benefit. How did Paul overcome Satan's temptation to live angry, sour, bitter, entitled, and play the victim card? Paul knew this one thing and kept it always before him. He understood that everything he went through, God was going to use to benefit someone else. In other words, sufferings are not wasted. Why not? Because God promises to use them to minister life through you to others. Number three, endure affliction by receiving God's grace. The grace that is reaching more and more people, verse 15. In verse 16, we are being renewed day by day. This grace is the impartation of life from God. It is God's grace and strength that renews our inner man day after day. Even though our physical man is weakening, we do not faint because God adds strength as we look to him continually. In fact, we get so much grace that we live with a long-term perspective in every affliction. We remind ourselves every affliction is temporary and will not last forever. Every affliction can work for you instead of against you. Every affliction is light compared to eternity, and every affliction pales in light of the world to come. Let's pray. Father, we commit every affliction to you so your grace can sustain us through these difficulties. And we ask you even to lighten the load, comfort our sorrow, and give meaning in the midst of these difficult days. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus. This is David Pilch, Center Pastor at Syracuse Adult and Teen Challenge, your pastor for the day.